Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala wa ma bikum min ni'matin fa min Allah. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, last week we discussed some aspects of to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala and also the reasons why man is ungrateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. With regards to the various ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us, knowing full well that the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not and is not constricted and confined only to worldly wealth. The ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is infinite and it spans throughout our life in every facet, in every aspect. There are some very basic rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about with regards to whatever we have. Allah give me the tawfiq, Allah give us all the tawfiq, that we understand these very basic rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chalked out fundamentally in the Quran. The very first one is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, that whatever ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have, فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the course of life, man sometimes becomes impressed with whatever Allah has given, and then man begins to dilute that thought and that belief. And then slowly it is, I worked for it, it is mine. And that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes. The second rule is, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, whatever you possess, yanfad, it is to perish. It is never here in this world forever, rather we are also not here forever. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, and whatever is in the hands of Allah, insofar as akhirat is concerned, all of it is everlasting, never to perish. We'll just do one more. Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. From this ayat we deduce that whatever Allah has given us, that ownership is not a real, genuine ownership. It is an ownership of a very superficial nature. Today we have, tomorrow we don't have. The wealth may be here, but we are gone. مُسْتَخْلَفِي نَفِي, Allah has given us istikhlaf. Allah has made us the khalifa of this wealth. In other words, we are custodians of the wealth, and it all belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So just on those few rules we go forward to understand, if we do not understand these very basic fundamentals, what may happen and what has happened in the people of the past. There were many people in the past that Allah Ta'ala had given different types of ni'mat. Take one example, Namrud. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ. Did you not see that person? Did you not look into and introspect into the life of that person who began to oppose Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam by arguing with him? And Allah Ta'ala gives the reason why Namrud was Namrud, why he became the enemy of Allah and Khalilullah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. An atahu Allahul mulk, because Allah had granted him kingdom, Allah had granted him rule, Allah had granted him sovereignty. It happens to many of us. We just have a small little status in life, and Allah Ta'ala save us, a small little position in life, and then the head swells, and the result is, we become ourselves disobedient to the commandments of Allah. Our ulama have written, there are two loves. that are very, very detrimental to the human. One is more detrimental than the other. One is hubbe mal, love for materialism, love for wealth of this world. And the second is hubbur rutuba, what is termed as hubbul jah, love for status. Love for status is in many ways worse than love for wealth. Nonetheless, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the kind of wealth that Allah had given people in the past, Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in a very unique way and how they reacted to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Qarun in the Quran. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim wa ataynahu min al-kunuz ma inna mafatihahu latanu'u bil 'usbati ulil quwwa idh qala lahu qawmuhu la tafrah inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. Allah speaks about Qarun, that Allah Ta'ala, number one, blessing of Allah Ta'ala, Allah made him from the people of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Not only was he from the Bani Israel, but most of the commentators have agreed he was a very close family member to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. His relationship to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was, he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam, their fathers were brothers, or he was the cousin's son. That in itself is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, being a close family member of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala says, notwithstanding the fact, فَبَغَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ, he became rebellious against the Bani Israel, against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah speaks about Allah's ni'mat. Before Allah's ni'mat is discussed in the Quran, one great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon Qarun was that he had tremendous knowledge of the Torah. Number two, amongst the people of the Bani Israel, he had known more of the Torah by heart than the others. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him husnul sawt. Allah had given him a very beautiful voice, and he would use that voice to recite the Torah to the extent that the Bani Israel began to call him munawwar. One that is illuminated with noor. He's reciting the Kitab of Allah, so they could see that nur, that illumination of nur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would descend. And another great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala was, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was going to the appointed place to meet Allah ta'ala, he had taken 70 people with him. One of those 70 happened to be none other than Qarun. When Allah describes the wealth that Allah ta'ala had given, the wealth that he had, Allah Ta'ala describes by the keys of the treasures of Qarun. لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, that people of strength could not carry the keys of the treasures of Qarun. Usba in Arabic is any number between 10 and 40. And the Mufassirin have stated it was about 40 people. On the one hand, that would have to carry the keys of the treasures. Qarun himself saw the difficulty. Keys that were made out of steel, he then made them out of wood to drop the weight. But that also was difficult. Then he made them out of the skin of camels, so that it becomes lighter. In one tafsir, it appears 70 donkeys, 40 men were unable to carry the keys of Qarun. You can decide then the kind of wealth that he would have had. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it. His community had seen فَبَغَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ, they had seen his rebelliousness against Allah, his rebellion against Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, his rebellion against the Bani Israel, to the extent that his people had to tell him now, لا تفرح, لا تفرح, إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Qarun, do not become arrogant and boastful in celebrating the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given. وَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, the same word, farah, Allah uses when they are the ni'mats of deen. Quran Sharif, be happy, be enjoy the Quran, enjoy the khatam of the Quran, enjoy all of that. But here you have become boastful, you have become arrogant, you've exceeded the bounds and limitations of Allah Ta'ala. And ulama have written, one reason was, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ, because he did not make shukr to Allah, he did not attribute this wealth to Allah Ta'ala, that it had come from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The second, the Bani Israel gave him another advice, and these advices we should take seriously. وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah has given you a tremendous amount of wealth. Why don't you pursue akhirat because of that wealth? Why don't you utilize? Qarun did not want to give zakah. He wanted to negotiate with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as to the amount of zakah that he will give. Like how sometimes, Allah forbid, Allah save us, we're looking for loopholes in even giving out the zakat. That which Allah has given us, that which belongs to Allah Ta'ala, 2.5%, Allah is telling you give, 97.5% you keep. But yet, we will still try to find loopholes. And such was the habit of Qarun. The people are saying to him, utilize these resources that Allah Ta'ala has given to earn the akhirat. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And number three is that do not forget your portion of this material world. Many a person that has a little knowledge of Arabic decides that here Allah is saying, look after your dunya. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. We should be looking after our dunya. It is a responsibility, it's an amanat that Allah has given. But in the context of this ayat, the meaning is, do not forget to make Allah's ibadat whilst you are in this dunya. One is fulfill the haq of the wealth. The other is all the other ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next, they say, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Be good, do good, as much as Allah has bestowed good upon you. We can never do equal to what Allah has given us, because we cannot count the favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُهَا. We cannot count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But proportionately, as much as Allah gives, the more Allah gives, the more we are supposed to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as much as Allah has granted to us. And then, the last is that do not cause corruption on the surface of the earth. Qarun's response to his people, and this is the most important part of everything. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. The more his people are saying to him, become obedient to Allah, Allah has given you an abundance, he responds, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I have been given whatever I am given because of my assiduity, my business acumen, the knowledge that I possess. I am streetwise. I know how to make money. And that is why I work hard. Now, this is the difficulty that Qarun had. He couldn't come to terms with the fact that everything belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In contrast, Allah ta'ala speaks about Dhulqarnain, that when he had built that wall that will last till close to Qiyamah, when he embounded the Yajuj Majuj, what did he say? He didn't say, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This was because of the knowledge I have. He said, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. This is the rahmat of my Allah. It is Allah that showed me how to do it. It is Allah that gave me the skills. It is Allah that gave me the knowledge. Brothers and friends, this is a little difference that we need to make in our own lives. Change that attitude. Make that attitude one of whatever we have, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah had given us because of the fadl. Like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hada min fadli rabbi. That this is the fadl, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted upon me and Allah is going to test me with that. The result and the consequences, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Qarun, Qarun, give out your zakat. Allah Ta'ala has commanded you to give out your zakat. Qarun refused. He wanted to negotiate with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's come to some understanding what I should give as zakat. When he realized that he is not going to win with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he created a fitna, and Allah Ta'ala save us from creating fitna. He wanted a woman to make the allegation of zina against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That woman turned against him. When she turned against him in the presence of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam falls into sajda. In that sajda, he beseeched Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, the earth is submissive to you, it is in your hands. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam commanded the earth, خُذِيهِ, grip him, take hold of him. The earth began to open, and فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ, him, the likes of him and his household, whoever became arrogant and boastful because of the wealth, it went down, Qarun and his people began to sink into the earth. Till the ankles, he began to say, ya Musa, oh Musa, oh Musa. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave the command, khudihi, get hold of him. He went down till his knees and then till the waist, pleading with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And at the end of this riwayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, when Qarun had sunk totally into the earth, oh Musa, if he had only turned to me, and he said, ya Rabbi, I would have stopped the earth. Despite the fact that he made so much of baghawat, he rebelled against Allah, against the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala would have still forgiven him. But even at that time, and this is the difficulty we have, when we forget Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we forget to call Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to understand, to realize that whatever we have by way of resources, whether it is pertaining to our deen, whether it is pertaining to our dunya, akhirat, whatever, all of it is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala grant all those who are ill and sick, Allah ta'ala grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustamir. Those who left this world, Allah grant them the highest of jannatul firdaus. Wherever the ummah is suffering, Allah ta'ala relieve the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.